All right, everybody, this is what's going on. On Monday, August 23rd, all of you are going to show up. You're going to tell your family, your kin, your next of kin, your relatives, your friends, the people you were friends with in college but no longer talk to. All of those people are going to come here to the Hungry Brain at 2319 West Belmont for the you, me, them, everybody super fun special sock hop dance party fundraiser. What does that mean? Well, we have great prizes to raffle off. What do we have, Esmeralda?
Hot dogs.
We have hot dogs. That is the best place to get encased meats in the city of Chicago, if not the Midwest, if not the world. What else do we have?
Permanent Records.
Permanent Records. That's the most hip indie record store ever. It's in Ukrainian Village. I love that place. What else do we got?
Comedians You Should Know.
Comedians You Should Know. That's insane. That's the best Wednesday night showcase. You know what, Esmeralda? I didn't even tell you this. We got Riot Comedy. Riot Comedy, Chicago Joe's down the street. They're amazing.
Oh, my.
Did I tell you we got Red Bar as well? Red Bar, the comedy club. Everybody's talking about. Reader says it's the best comedy club in the city. Saturday and Sunday, we got that. No, I changed that. We got Friday and Saturday. Sunday, you need to rest because of all that great comedy you're going to see. What
amazing.
Else we got?
Amazing.
What else we got, Merle?
Bottom Lounge.
Bottom Lounge. Well, that's a great venue in the West Loop. We got three tickets to three different shows. That's enough for you and your friends and the friends you might potentially meet. What else we got, Merle?
Bucket of Blood.
Bucket of Blood. Well, that's metal. And if you like metal, you need gift certificates because you might not have a lot of friends. And you know what? If you go to Bucket of Blood, you're going to get a lot of friends because that's how great that store is. What else do we got?
Odd Obsessions.
Odd Obsessions. Well, that's just the best place in the city to find films. That's not a lie. What
and
else we got?
More.
We got more? That's insane. I'm going to kill myself from all of this joy that's producing in my stomach right now.
Don't do that because then you won't be able to come.
Come where?
To the thing. Super fun special sock hop
That's
dance
right.
party.
August 23rd, Monday, August 23rd. Be there, be square, blah, blah, blah. Please come. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening. Here's the show. All right, everybody, listen up. This is what's going to go on this evening if you couldn't figure it out. We're going to listen.
<They can't. laughs>
We're going to listen to a baseball game that no one in this bar cares about. Because we don't care about it, we'll be able to laugh at things. Fuck you, Max, you're lying. I know you're a Cubs fan, but this is insane. Okay, so on stage right now, we have Will Miles, Chad Briggs, Ricky Carmona. Junior Stopka is going to come up. Tia Ayers is going to come up. Drink with us. Have fun with us. Between every inning, we have giveaways. Give things from us. I don't know what that means.
I think he wants you to take things from us.
Take,
yes,
things,
take
from,
things
us
from us.
In honor of Chad and I both getting laptops stolen, take the rest of our goods. We have nothing. I will give you your comics. Stick around. This is going to be fun and or odd, okay? And if you're very, very nice and you give me very big tips, I'll go buy you hot dogs, okay?
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I could go awesome. For a hot dog. Are we recording now?
Yeah, we're recording.
We are live. Awesome. Thank you, Brandon Weatherby. How about a round of applause for Brandon Weatherby, huh?
YMTE.
Making whatever this is happen here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cubs Radio Network.
Hey, how about we
the
have
Cubs trainee?
Who this awesome dude is right here.
My name is Chad Briggs in the booth with
about
me.
You, man. The Chad other dude. Briggs. Look that way. Look that way.
In the fucking booth with me. I didn't think I was going to get this upset already. In the booth with me is Will Haha Miles.
Yeah, he is.
Woo!
He's How's awesome. It going, Will?
How are you, Ricky? How are you, Chad?
Doing wonderful.
And
doing wonderful.
Ricky Carmona apparently left his manners Ricky. In Los Angeles.
What are you talking about?
Famous.
Oh, wait, we're going through the starting lineup. So you guys care who's starting? Oh, Micah Hoffpower is starting at first base instead of Derek Lee because he's terrible.
Amazing. Derek Lee is,
Derek Lee is hurt or
no, he's
sick.
Not hurt. Derek.
Oh,
he's
wait.
On, he's on Lindsay, bereavement notice.
Hey, we had a first pitch. We had a first pitch. It was a ball, ladies and gentlemen. That's when it
a ball. It's a
that
ball.
Was when it doesn't go over the plate. It was to the outside.
And
second pitch. Oh, it's
second pitch.
That's another ball.
Also
ball
a two.
Ball.
Tyler.
Tyler Colvin is your leadoff hitter. He's got a 2-0 lead here.
Tyler Colvin. Right. No relation.
On the
no
count.
Sean Colvin.
Oh, Tyler Colvin drives one. That's going to be
the right field wall.
Oh, that's going to be a double bagger. Nope, he's going to be held at first base. If you're scoring right now, please put a – or if you want to do one of those old-timey scoreboards, please put a little guy on first base. That's our friend Tyler Colvin. God bless him.
One hit.
Tyler Colvin.
Both pitchers tonight are Geminis.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah.
Thank you, Will.
Yeah.
That's how you handled it. Right there. They're Geminis.
So what is that?
They
how
love
does that
very light.
What does that mean? Where is Jupiter in position to how is that going to affect the way their curveball drops?
We'll see
tonight.
By the fifth inning. double personalities.
I really wish they would put the batter's name up as soon as they come up to the plate. You're really dropping the ball for a legal broadcast, WGN.
Tim Lincecum, first pitch from him is another ball, so it's 1-0. No outs, man.
All this kid does is throw balls. I don't understand why he's so effective.
Hippie.
Holy Christ, he really does. Just paint a word picture for you out there. He looks like the kid from Dazed and Confused a lot. The kid that gets his ass beat
really
a lot.
He was the pitcher in Dazed.
That's strike 1-1, the count to that guy.
I didn't see who that was.
To the black number 13.
Is that Marlon Byrd? No, that's not Marlon Byrd.
He is.
No, that's the young kid. That's Castro.
Yes. Starlin Castro.
Starlin Castro. Starlin Castro. This year.
Amazing.
In 81 games.
Where are you going?
Oh, that's too bad. We're already walked, people. Oh. We haven't even said anything offensive yet. It's just because it's completely unrelatable to people that can't watch it on television. But we're creating a word picture. So far, you got the skinny black kid versus the kid from Dazed and Confused.
Right now,
so you know what's going on.
2-1. 2-1.
I bet you there'll be a few Hispanic guys batting later.
Guaranteed.
There'll be a few whites. There'll be two Japanese guys. So, you know what? If you like Hispanics, blacks, whites, and Japanese, stick around. We've got a little something for everyone.
You know who else Lincecum? He looks like long-haired Joseph Gordon-Levitt a little bit, doesn't he?
But much gayer.
But much gayer.
Oh, stolen? Oh. Colvin is safe.
Tyler Colvin steals second.
He stole second. That's when you take off when the pitch is thrown, and you steal the base.
He had a good lead on that.
He certainly did.
First, got a great jump,
and it was a horse shit throw. I could have made that throw squatting.
Was
horrible
a throw.
Throw from it. Hey, does Benito Santiago, is he still catching for the Chargers?
Benito Santiago is 52 years old. If he's a day, so I don't think so. Catcher's knees usually don't last that long.
Oh, that's a foul ball. Look at that
Cubs.
Kid in the hat.
Will, if I could give you one note, you can't get that excited about a foul ball.
I'm super excited about
foul balls. I know you are. I love it.
I love foul balls.
Because you can catch them and bring them home.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I caught two at Wrigley.
Did you? I've never caught a foul ball.
Should we do a quick rundown here? Who's a fan of who here? Will, are you a Cubs or a Sox fan?
I am a Cubs fan.
All right. Hardcore. Briggs, you're a Cubs or a Sox fan?
Go Cubs.
I've been rooting for the Cubs the 7 years I'm here, and I'm so sick of my hair.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch of spoiled babies here on the Cubs Radio Network.
I went to a game a week ago. Somebody said, how are the Cubs doing? I said, they're so bad, their manager is retiring.
But he's not waiting till the end of the year to retire.
No, he's done.
He's doing – my mother's sick. She's probably 98, but I'm going to fuck off to Florida now and not finish this season and grow a weird old man stubble beard.
Yes, it's ugly.
So it's top of the first. It's a full count, 3-2.
Count.
Man on second, Cubs threatening.
I really wish we could have written down the starting lineup.
Position.
I want to go ahead and apologize to our goodly listenership for being so ill-prepared.
Yeah,
there
I didn't see
are
who,
players on the court.
More of a word picture. Did you just say court?
Starling is
man,
on the court.
Get the fuck out of here.
On the field. And there's a base hit.
That's a
base
knock
right
by that
center.
Guy.
And the Cubs will be taking the
all
lead.
Castro.
To nothing. Castro.
Here we go.
No, Cubs no, 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 one.
Colvin.
Zero.
Colvin scores. Tyler Colvin scores.
What year did Tyler Colvin win that Grammy? What was that? What was that?
That was 19.
Oh, that's when he did that duet album with Luther Vandross.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Good hit.
Starlin Castro with
that
a nice base
that,
set
that
up
was
the
a
middle.
It was a high pitch. I love that. I love when they show the third base coach.
And he does that windmill wave.
Oh, so excited.
All the way.
You remember when the Cubs had Waven Wendell Kim, who would just wave
everyone in
regardless of where they were? If it was a foul ball and the guy was on first, it was clearly like, he would just
go.
The guy just had the loosest rotator cuff in the league. He just really just loved spinning his arm.
Ooh, another steal. Safe.
That's two steals.
They've been stolen tonight twice.
They've been stolen, son. They're getting stolen.
They're taking second base like the MacBook Pro that was stolen from my apartment just 2 days ago. It was actually just a MacBook, but you got to heighten for radio. Heighten.
Return and for insurance. The Mac.
You've heard a little Johnny Gill?
Return of the Mac.
Is that Johnny Gill?
No, who sings that? Mark.
Mark. It's a very regular name. Like,
yeah,
Mark.
It's like Mark Mac.
There it is.
Yeah.
Return of the Mac. Well, I know I got your back. The Cubs are in last place. We don't need to keep up with every single thing that happens.
We're going to get Return of the Mac references every once in a while.
Oh, we're going to get some Gerald LeVert. We're going to play some Gerald LeVert for y'all.
Hell yeah.
And some Teddy Pendergrass, because you know,
Teddy
Ricky,
P.
Like I always say,
I don't love you anymore.
If you want to flirt, put on some Gerald LeVert. But if you want to get in that ass,
what you do?
Best put on that Teddy Pendergrass.
That's right.
Oh, dribbler to first base, and that fucker is out. You
first
are so
out.
Out.
Of the evening.
What's
that's
it like
out.
Being
that's
that out? But Castro advances to third
sacrifice.
Base.
Sacrifice. That's a good hit. That's a good hit. Move the runner to third.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one out, man on third.
Oh, wow, it's 58 degrees, really chilly tonight
in San
Fran. As Mark Twain once said, one of the coldest winters I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
Nice.
It's a true quote. Look it up. Look it up, all you dicks right now
Wikipedia
at home. Look it up.
Shit.
But don't turn it from here.
Wow, they're in snuggies out there.
Cubs Radio Network, sponsored by you, me, everybody, them. And our good friends at Hebrew National, all be franks.
Go ahead and get you one of them kosher dogs.
Delicious kosher dog.
Oh, Aramis Ramirez.
Our second Latino.
Who is not sucking on a kosher dog this year. Aramis Ramirez is sucking dead dog dicks this year. Batting a decimal point deuce. That's not good.
Triple twos is what
Triple twos. I think he's making about $8 million this year. So, that you know, good on you, Aramis. Pace yourself. There's still plenty of irrelevant baseball to be played.
There is. We are only in the first inning here.
Oh, I was talking about this season, but that is also true, Ricky.
I thought you meant just tonight.
Oh, goodness
but no,
me.
There's about 50-plus useless, wasteless Cubs games to go.
I know.
Yes.
This Woo. Is when you just, like, really start paying to football, pay attention to football training camp. Oh, man. Lincecum looks like he's really going to get his ass busted.
Lincecum.
Lincecum. That sounds dirty, though, on the radio.
It don't sound clean, I'll tell you.
It sounds like you put on a Gerald LeVert record and did a little bit of dry humping, and you got a little Lincecum in your boxer shorts.
Oh, the next time I have a woman at my house, who knows when that will be, but I will not play Gerald LeVert. I'll just
put on
Chad
that Teddy Pendergrass.
Jump out of a closet.
What'll just scare? Why?
No, it works. It really works.
Is that like a good cop, bad cop thing? Bad cop in the closet?
I want you to in the closet.
Bad cop in the closet.
It's 1-2, one out, top of the first.
We
man
do have to pace
third,
ourselves.
Cubs up 1-0.
You know what's going to be depressing in the.
Oh, there's a shot by Ramirez. That is a
foul ball.
Foul.
I'm glad you stepped in with the play-by-play there, Ricky. Good job.
Hey, I love Steve Stone. I'm a big Steve Stone fan, so I'm trying to do Steve some justice here.
Of course, you're talking about the Sox television broadcasting tandem, Steve Stone and He Gone.
Ken the Hulk Harrelson, quite possibly the worst TV baseball commentator.
This is what I hate about him. This is what I hate about the Hawk. It's the forced folksiness. It's forced. Like, he just tries to be – oh, that's a
There's
base knock up
base
the middle.
Hit up the middle.
And that's going to score our buddy Castro.
Starling Castro. So the Cubs up 2-0, one out. Aramis Ramirez with a base hit into center field.
One RBI.
And that's it. And that's a landmark moment for Aramis Ramirez, his 1,000th career RBI right there.
Oh, I was going to say, Ramirez. His 13th base hit this year. And I've always wanted to do this.
100 games.
Now, if I could get back to Hawk,
what we're talking about.
I don't know where the Hawk is from, but he sure is from there. Texas. Oh, is
he is
that
from Texas? Yeah,
cocksucker. God damn, I'm from Texas,
he's
man.
Terrible.
Him and Bush. Oh, that's a deep drive. Yeah. Oh, that ball's getting wet. That's
first.
In the drink in the San Francisco Bay. Kosuke Fukudome.
Juked. He hit that ball. The
round of applause.
Fuck out.
4-0.
He really slapped that one.
4-0 Cubs. If we could ramp up the irrelevance factor even more in a meaningless game.
Shit.
And Spookudome is 10th.
Let me ask if there's anyone out there that's a San Francisco Giants fan, by any chance, and this bar, that was it's such a tiny, tiny, tiny chance.
Let me ask how many
But he drove
fans
that one.
He drove the fuck out that ball.
Mm-hmm.
He drove it.
He hit the shit
he
out of it.
Certainly did drive
God,
it.
Dude, that's
where was that
as
all
soon
year,
as he
Kosuke?
Swung at it, it was known. Like, that motherfucking ball is out of here.
Oh, they have nets.
Oh.
That, oh,
yeah, they do.
Oh,
genius.
The guy, there was a guy with a net that stole it from the other fellow with the kayak.
You guys know about
that?
That
would suck if you were in the boat.
In San Francisco, they have like a, I don't know if that's like a river out there or what.
No, I believe it's the
but
bay.
People
the,
are, it's the, yeah, bay. The bay. It's the bay. Yes, yes, yes.
I believe.
And people are out there in their boats and their
oh,
kayaks.
Oh, my God. Here maybe, up to bat right now, biggest, is maybe my least favorite baseball player.
Alfonso
well, he's the biggest waste
Soriano.
Of money in history.
Yes, he's anti-Moneyball. He's,
He makes me not pretend I'm Dominican anymore.
Are you Dominican?
No, I'm not.
But oh. Not anymore.
Pretend I am,
oh, oh, pretend. Yeah, we should have kept up. I'm sorry.
No. Gets the ladies, though.
Soriano hits another
fly ball to right field.
Right. And that is two gone. This has been a long inning. Is everybody okay on drinks?
We're only in the top of the
first. It's only
the
top
here.
Of the inning, too.
How are we doing out there, everyone? How are we doing out there? Chicago, Hungry Brain, how are we feeling?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We love you, Hungry Brain. We
Baseball.
Thank you very much for coming out tonight. Much appreciated.
Ricky, Ricky and Will, I just want to say we were blessed to have a near-capacity crowd here on a Tuesday night here at the Hungry Brain. There is actually a line for the Zaxxon machine in the back by the bathrooms, three deep.
Oh, man, that is great.
Hipsters love their Zaxxon.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Blake DeWitt.
I've never heard of this cat.
What can I say about Blake DeWitt?
That we don't already know.
At all.
That we don't know. But we don't also not know.
No relation to Andrew DeWitt.
No, very talented stand-up comic, artist, stand-up improviser in Los
Chicago
Angeles.
LA-based Andrew DeWitt, not related to Blake DeWitt.
I reserve the right to turn on and off my baseball announcer voice at any time.
I love it.
All right.
I reserve the right to go into Spanish baseball voice anytime. Cuando me da la gana, yo empiezo a hablar de la pelota en español.
But what I like about that is then when you do the whitest name in the world, do something with Blake DeWitt in the middle of it. Come on, do it.
I will.
Don't get all Michigan J Frog on me now in the first inning.
So nervous.
Don't be coy. ¿Cómo se dice coy en español?
We don't have a word for coy.
Oh! No need to be coy.
Don't be so coy, fucker.
Why are you trying to get all coy with me, Pierre?
I was like, hey, girl, there's no need for us to be coy with each other.
Coye,
¿cómo va? ¿Sí o no? Coño, wey, puta su madre, sí o no?
Blake DeWitt. 3-2, the count. We got a full count, two outs, nobody on, right. 4-0.
Cubs up early.
Could be the final out in the top of the first.
And here's the pitch.
Another foul ball.
A foul.
I was just going to say, Tim Lin's known for his wacky delivery.
He does have a wacky delivery.
He has a wacky delivery. He's one of those guys that, like, the old
he's like
oil can
man.
Boyd. He reaches all the way back, brings his knees all the way back. He's like Nuke LaLoosh and Bull Durham.
Very nice references.
Thank you. You like that?
Oh, that's a dribbler to first.
That's
going
to be a hit for the Cubbies.
That's it.
Que lastima, Blake DeWitt.
Welcome.
Blake DeWitt no puede dar un.
All right. That's the middle of the inning. So are we going to go ahead and give away something?
We got to do the whole inning.
I'm saying, are we going to give away a prize in the middle of the inning? Okay.
Let's give away.
These people look very nice, and they came out to support live bootleg broadcast podcast baseball. What the fuck do we call this? They support three guys jerking off on a makeshift stage in front of them.
We are, by the way. You can't see.
Okay, so how are we going to give away? Hurry. How are we going to give away this first one? It has to be a test of speed, strength,
yes,
or mental agility. Which one shall it be?
Oh, that's a good one.
This is a good one.
Will Miles coming up strong.
Giving away
Jimmy Carter's poetry?
Sharing good times.
We'll give this away with a question, and I have a question.
Okay.
Jimmy Carter was president of what country?
Oh! Wait, we have a hand in the back.
We have a hand in the back. That is correct.
You just
that
won.
Is correct. Come on up here. Te ganaste un gran premio. El libro de Jimmy Carter.
Hold on. You have to stay up here for just a moment.
Yes, come on up here.
What
come
is your name?
Here.
What is your name? You can yell it. It's okay. No.
Alexis.
Un gran round de aplausos.
Alexis.
Alexis.
Would you consider yourself a presidential historian? Because you seem very well versed.
You knew that answer.
You knew
right
what
away.
You knew what country Jimmy Carter was president of. And I would venture a guess. If we just walked down Belmont Avenue tonight, we'd have a lot of wrong answers.
That's right.
You do have a master's in history?
Wow.
Putting
put
it to use,
you
baby
put
girl.
It to work.
All
give right, it up give for it Alexis. Up for
Alexis.
How about it?
Who's either a teacher or works
I was going to say, enjoy your shift at Barnes & Noble while it's still open. When
right.
I say something really dicky, I like to go back into my announcer voice.
Yeah, now here's where.
It gets kind of it just has the right amount of passive aggressiveness. Here we go.
Lightens
first pitch.
Dempster.
First
Dempster
pitch,
is your pitcher for the Cubs.
Dempster is our only
87 mile per hour strike. First pitch strike. It's all about them first pitch strikes. Ryan
Dempster, if we could make it okay, count as one and one now.
One. All right.
It was really far to the outside. That's not something baseball announcers say. That's something my mom would say. That one was far to the outside.
Why is he throwing it so far and outside for?
I wish they wouldn't touch themselves that much and spit. Andres
Torres.
Almost stole your thunder, Rick. I'm sorry.
The center fielder for the Giants.
Is your leadoff hitter. Thank you.
Hey,
good job, Will. Good
day.
Looking out, Will.
I'll be reading stats all night, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish you would read us some trivia on AT&T Park.
I'll give you a little bit of San Francisco Giants movie trivia.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember the movie with I'm about to drop that shit, son.
Okay.
With Wesley Snipes and Robert De Niro, directed by Tony Scott.
Action. Okay.
The Fan. A god awful movie with a great trailer, though. The trailer hooked.
Oh, really?
You, but the movie sucked. Who was an unknown young actor at that point playing the center field all star?
Snoop Dogg.
No, but that's a good guess. Benicio del Toro.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'll be damned.
Right. The Fan, movie.
I would
very
venture to
movie.
Guess that as few people would know that Jimmy Carter was the president of the United States. Would know that Benicio del Toro played the center fielder in the famous movie The Fan.
Directed by Tony Scott.
Ryan Dempster on the hill tonight. 2-2, the count.
Red beard.
A little bit of a word picture for you tonight. Ryan Dempster looks like a thinner, more athletic Louis C.K., I always thought.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That is exactly right.
That Louis show, boy.
That Louis show is great.
I tell you, you've been watching that.
Hey, real talk. How about that Louis show? Mm. That's the fucking greatest thing on TV right now, isn't it? I love that show.
Let me ask two fellow comics here. How much amen? Like, I need to watch the episode of the heckler episode. Holy shit balls.
Great episode.
Hell yeah.
I need to watch it again just because my brain was just going, yes. This is everything I ever wanted to do.
That's great.
I have it taped, by the way. You can stop by.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh.
We'll go back to that. We'll talk about that tonight.
Equally as good as Louis.
We will talk about
absolutely. Well, I know it had at least six very sterling episodes, and that's as many as Louis had now. So, yeah. Yeah. Right now, Amen and Louis are on an equal plane because there was at least six. Oh, Dempster.
Breakout.
Say it.
He gone.
Come on with the he gone. On the Cubs Radio He Gone Network.
He gone.
Does anyone know the theme song for Amen, by the way?
Turn on a light, hammer hole, shine on me, hippy tippy town.
That's it, yep.
Is that how it goes?
Hippy
I don't
town,
know.
Hippy town.
Amen. God damn.
13 apps.
So who's this big
this
fella?
Is
batting now for the San
Francisco
Giants. 0-1
the count
Giants.
To the unknown to the unknown giant.
Edgar Renteria.
You do it.
Edgar Renteria, former, I believe, Seattle Mariners.
Yeah,
All-Star.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah, he was with the Mariners, the Braves.
Oh, that's a base hit for Renteria. And if I know Sox. Him, you know he's been around a while. Oh, goodness me. I said goodness me!
We heard you.
Okay. I want to apologize.
So, man on first, Edgar Renteria on two people right first now. Base for the.
You can follow Len and Bob at twitter.com.
And as always, you can follow Len and Bob at twitter.com.
/ Len and Bob.
/ Len. Aubrey Huff, right fielder Aubrey Huff.
Man that is a white name as
that,
well.
That's about it's as white as you get,
name.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Aubrey's one of those unisex names, like Claire, like old-timey back in the day. It was exclusively a man's name. And then
Claire was a man's name?
Absolutely. Absolutely what? It was. Look it the fuck up.
I'm going to have to.
I probably won't.
Okay.
Take yeah, I probably won't either.
All right.
Aubrey Huff, though, I believe he's a former World Series winner with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays or the Florida Marlins.
By the way, fuck those teams anyway. the devil.
Meaningless.
Yeah.
Why?
The Devil Rays.
Why?
They just don't seem real.
I don't like the Devil Rays.
Get some real
devil
uniforms in a real stadium that doesn't have catwalks that interfere with a routine fly ball.
Yeah, yeah, their stadium
you're you're in Tampa and you play in a dome. Get fucked.
Plus
their manager's stupid. Cool, though. I like that cat with the glasses. What's his name?
I don't know the manager of.
Oh, what happened there? Yeah, that looked like. Holy Christ, like, that looked sloppy as hell. That looked like that was an error.
That might be called an error right there.
That looked like something from a drunk stone junkie in my adult kickball league.
It was a ground ball to second, and they were looking like they were going to try and turn the double play, but the second. Yeah, that's an error right there.
Okay, lastima de we.
Oh, le pegó la bola a segunda base. No lo podía coger y va a ser un error. That's going to be an error, no doubt.
By the way,
Ricky Carmona, the El Greco of word pictures. She's so beautiful.
Thank you.
This is a fun fact. Giant Stadium.
I made you paint murals. You like that? You like painting murals? You could paint one on the, how do you say the wall del baseball?
La pared.
La pared del baseball. Sí.
Well, you got a fun fact for us there, Will Miles?
Giant Stadium.
Fun. I love fun. Buster Posey. That can't be
no,
your real name.
It actually, to win a prize.
Suck my dick. Your name is Buster Posey. Wow.
Baseball Parker's players brother. Always have great names.
Yeah, but that one, that seems like.
Buster Posey's a great one.
Have you ever
Quentin McCracken, that's another great baseball name.
Have you ever read like a really shitty screenplay
Cecil
that
Fielder,
would never.
That's a very good baseball
Prince
name.
Prince Fielder.
Prince Fielder.
Tyrus Cobb.
Tyrus Cobb.
Ty Cobb's going to be on the show with us later on.
Ty
look
Cobb
for that.
Coming in to do some concert.
The ghost of Ty Cobb. We have actually exercised him.
Nothing but racial
He's actually
slurs.
Just, yes.
Yeah,
throughout
right.
the evening.
It's just going to be me and Junior
when
Ty and Ty, actually.
In the room, some of us will have to leave.
Yes.
Meaning me and Will.
Because me and Ricky. Wow. The ghost of Ty Cobb is still very well armed. Yeah. It's just a floating magnum in the air.
I wouldn't mind a called game from Ty Cobb.
Yes.
We got one nigger on the mound right now.
Ooh.
No, that's true.
And it's a 1-2 count on Buster Posey. We got two men on base, one
still
out.
Still Dempster.
Cubs still lead 4-0.
If I could just say, though, that just sounds like, if you've ever read like a really shitty screenplay, like maybe one of your friends' screen, like when they had those really horribly made up names, like, come on, man. It's good to have a colorful name, but did you just pull two names out of a fucking hopper? Buster Posey.
Buster Posey.
Get the fuck out of here.
Buster Posey, no relation to Parker Posey.
Or Buster Douglas.
Yeah, I know you guys were wondering. I just wanted to quell that rumor right away. No positive.
Or Buster Keaton or Buster Poindexter.
Or you can Wikipedia that
for me. We are
feeling
hot tonight.
Can you Googlepedia that for me?
Google that shit, son. Wait,
you have
Googlepedia that.
Ricky, I think I have a new jingle. Oh! That's a base knock up
the middle.
Base is juice now. Are they going to bring one around? Oh, they're going to home,
man. And the San Francisco
Giants have scored a run point. They have one run point now.
It is a 4-1 ball game.
It's four run points to one run point for the... For the Cubs.
First inning.
I can't tell if that was a good thing or a bad thing that the second... It was a base hit up the middle, And the second baseman from the Cubs.
Let's check
the
replay. Dive. No.
Yeah, here comes the replay right now.
It was
a line drive up the middle.
Dempster had no chance at that.
No,
it went
Dempster
right over his back.
It, but DeWitt, the guy who's playing second base, he dived for it, and it bounced off
his
glove.
It bounced off. I think we see a recurring theme tonight, the ball bouncing off of.
Yeah, that's his second.
Get it to second base.
I don't know if they're going to call that an error because that
I don't think that'll be an error. I don't believe that will be called an error.
No, it won't.
It was going to be a hit regardless, and I think that's the rule, right? If it's going to be a hit regardless. Somebody look that up. Google, yeah. Somebody
Google that shit, son. I was trying to make up a Google that jingle for us every time we say a really dubious sort of baseball fact.
Google that. Google that.
Just go to that. Google that. Google that. Google that. Google that. Google that shit, son. Google that shit, son.
Pat Burrell on
the line. Come on, I'm riffing. It's a first draft.
You're doing great, bro.
Oh, I want to thank you for that. And we're just blessed to have such a beautiful facility, a beautiful broadcast facility here at the You, Me, Everybody, Them Cubs Radio Network.
Right. We're still here. Still the first inning. Jesus.
Ah, Christmas Christ. This game is going to last forever. I'm going to sprout 14 to 16 gray pubes by the time this game is over.
And we hope all your children are listening tonight as well.
Oh, absolutely.
We hope the kids are listening.
Let's make it a little NSFW.
And there's this could be a double play ball.
Turning that double play.
And the inning is over. It is a double play ball.
That fun fact, what is the number
one?
I
believe that was a 7-3-1 right there. 7-3-1 shortstop.
That'll end the inning.
Second baseman.
Are we doing another prize?
To the first baseman.
I don't know. Should we save these prizes? Because you just had 9.
Yeah, here.
Let's go ahead and do another prize giveaway tonight.
All right, let's do a prize giveaway.
I want to pick it out this time.
Okay.
I'll be right back on the Cubs Radio Network.
All right, for this prize, the stadium that the Giants play in, AT&T?
Is that what it is called now?
I think it's changed. It's changed a bunch of times.
It was still the old name.
Yes, which is...
It's not Candlestick Park anymore?
No, it's changed. It's AT&T? AT&T Park boasts the most amount of this race.
What's the question? Say that again.
In the entire MLB, the most amount of this race in the whole MLB in their audience.
I know.
I don't know.
What is it?
Anybody have an
answer? Well, you can't win this.
Repeat that question one more time.
Oh, and this is perfect because this is for some Eastbound and Down trading cards.
Those are real playing cards.
Eastbound and Down.
Kenny fucking Powers, man. It's a funny show.
What's the question one more time for the audience, Will Miles, please?
That wasn't – was that on their guide, really?
No,
that seems weird.
I think I just heard this the other day.
Oh, conjecture. Good.
But if you look
it's time for conjecture trivia.
What was the question?
Google that shit, son.
AT&T Park boasts the number one amount of this race in the entire MLB inside its audience.
Tough question.
Our friends at Old Style sponsoring Bigot Trivia tonight.
Baseball.
That's what he said.
San Francisco.
I heard it.
And we have a winner. How about right there? Tim Grimes, ladies and gentlemen.
They do have quite a few amount of Chinese.
Asians.
Yeah.
You don't just get baseball stats. You get racist stats
as well. I thought you were
going
to have to. Oh, speaking of Junior. I don't know where Junior Sapka is, but they're going to have a Polish Heritage Night, and they're putting the Polish flag on.
Right. August 17th versus the San Diego Padres at
rightfully
7:05.
Rightfully so. The Padres game is Polish Heritage Night.
Junior, you want to go to Polish Heritage Night, August 17th at beautiful Wrigley Field?
All right.
Easy and, out to first to start the second inning.
Should we have a new round of people coming up here?
Yeah,
issue number two here.
Rotate.
Who's
all right, we're going to bring
Junior
Stopka into the booth.
First person coming into the booth, Junior Stopka, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to go get a drink, so we're giving up for Junior.
Could you give me one?
Yeah, what do you need? No need to talk about.
Thank you for coming out.
Will
you
Miles,
have a
ladies
good night.
And gentlemen.
A lot of round of applause for Will Miles in the booth with us.
Might be Dominican if you sleep with him.
Who else? Who else is coming into the booth?
And what? Look at the hair. On this young kid.
It's damn near as long as yours.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's like you.
He's like me.
You.
It's like
the
me
pitcher Ryan Dempster up to bat
anybody.
Here.
That's a high ball, two balls, no
strikes. Oh, delicious high ball. That's ginger ale and bourbon.
Yeah, he's like a young Kevin Johnson. Except
who looks like a young Kevin Johnson?
The pitcher,
Tim Lincecum or
Giants.
Ryan Dempster?
Is that his name? Lincecum?
We thought he looked like the cat from Dazed and Confused.
The fucking 8-foot-tall pitcher who.
Randy Johnson. Kevin Johnson.
Who's Kevin?
Kevin Johnson was a point guard
for the Phoenix Suns
in the 90s.
Kevin Johnson is a boxer who lost to Vladimir Klitschko, I think.
Really?
All right. Back to baseball.
All right. From pugilism back to the diamond with Junior Stopka.
Ooh.
It's a. What do we got? We got a full count here?
That umpire.
3-2, 1-out.
3-2, full count. This is what
Ryan Dempster.
This is what the grand old game is all about, right?
The umpire looks like Papa Munster a little bit.
A little bit. He's got that vibe going. And he strikes him out swinging. Lincecum taking
what do you say? What do you say, Hawk?
He gone.
No.
Gas.
Or he gone. On account of gas.
Is SAP still available? Is that obsolete?
What's that?
SAP. Not Warren SAP. I'm talking about SAP.
No, I have SAP on my TV.
Yeah, no, SAP is still
on
available.
Sure.
SAP can we have a little SAP? Can we do Chad Briggs and then I press SAP? All right. Chad, call right. This play.
We're back to our leadoff hitter, Tyler Coven.
Sap.
Es un strike. Strike uno. Primer strike.
Bien es fastball. Es un que no coleca ball. Hey, what happened to that fat pitcher with the glasses? He was pretty popular.
The fat pitcher with the glasses?
The guy from L.A.?
Yeah.
Eric Gagne?
Did he die of a heart attack? Yeah, yeah.
No, he was one of those guys where everybody was like, he was on steroids.
Thank you,
no,
Will.
No, he
by
was
the way.
Not.
Yeah, Will well, Miles you know, did an excellent after, job, by the way.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Everybody said he was
I
on steroids.
I meant getting me a beer. You did an excellent job getting me a beer.
And then once the stricter rules came into play where they started testing for steroids more, what a coincidence, he started to get injured more.
Yeah, this picture looks pretty weak, I got to say.
He's one of the hottest pitchers in the league.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, he really is.
Definitely.
He won
not
2 years, 2 years in a row.
So he may look a bit gaunt. He may have a little bit of a
gaunt?
Ichabod Crane. Yeah, that's a word. That's a fancy. That's at least a $7.50 word for skinny.
Yeah, gaunt is fancy for skinny. Two balls, two strikes,
two outs.
You didn't
have to hit the SAP button for that.
By the way, Chicago Cubs is sponsored by Dominican Hospital.
No, yes, that's
if you ever get herpes, Dominican Hospital.
That's actually the Giants that are sponsored.
Oh, the Giants.
See,
we are in
the big San
Francisco.
That's why we started this so late on account of we're in the West Coast.
Look, that's a beautiful river. They always show the river.
I like late night baseball.
I do
like
too.
When games are on the West Coast. I like that 9 o'clock start time. Lie in your bed. Till about 11.
Or if you're out doing a set.
Yep.
Oh, we got loose Sal.
You're hanging what out at it? The bar and Ooh. You're just tired of watching comedy. You can just go watch
a little
West Coast baseball.
They just showed the mascot to the San Francisco Giants there, and I have no idea what that animal
was.
Loose
Sal.
What was that?
I don't
know. Good night. I don't know what
that
was. That
was like beyond.
Oh, we got an Asian fan with a hat on.
That guy looks
an
more
Asian
like a
fan with a panda hat, so it comes full circle with the trivia question.
Well, there's a shot into
shot.
Deep.
Where's it going?
Right center field.
Oh!
What
that
a
is
catch.
Caught.
Giants.
That is caught.
Makes the
Lincecum
catch.
Lincecum makes a... Well, I mean, he sighs a sigh of relief. He makes a sigh. He makes a gesture of relief.
He looks
a sighing gesture
that
connotes relief.
Yeah, you know, I think there's more.
That guy a hug.
I think there's more Japanese baseball players on the Cubs than there are actually Japanese people in Chicago.
You mean one? I think the good folks at the Japanese Cultural Center. That was that. He's on the Giants. Should we give away another trivia prize?
All right.
All right, let's keep the crowd involved.
Who is it?
How we doing out there, Hungry Brand? We doing all right?
Yeah.
We're okay? We're good? Excellent. Thank you very much for sticking around through this hot mess madness.
Boy, this fucking Dirty Jobs guys get all these commercials. Guy had Dirty Jobs.
Okay. With this thing here?
I've seen him on every commercial. I think he's on every commercial now.
Yeah.
Who's
this
he's
guy?
He's always got a
Dirty
hat
jobs?
On.
All those Ford commercials. Okay.
I don't know who this guy is. It is outside my
Dirty
pop
Jobs.
Culture. I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but I don't.
Speaking
like
of dirty jobs, I've got nothing.
This is what we're handing out.
We don't have jobs. Yeah,
okay. Let me take a look at this.
Take a gander at that.
Okay.
You got a trivia question for us, Junior?
Yeah. Do we have a? Okay.
Old Junesy trivia. Wait, let me do your jingle real quick. Junesy trivia.
Who's the longest heavyweight champion of all time?
Ooh,
longest
good
reigning
one.
Heavyweight champion of all time
in boxing. You were in speaking
boxing.
Of.
Yes.
Junior with a real sports questionnaire. I'm not it. Does anybody know the answer to that?
The longest reigning heavyweight champion of all time. I'm pretty sure I know this.
Do we have an answer for that?
Anybody?
Can you give us a
multiple
choice?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Nope.
No, ma'am. Muhammad Ali.
He was a three-time champion.
Three-time champion. First won the title from Sonny Liston in 1964, where he shocked the world, apparently.
He shook up the world.
He did. He's world. Pretty. So pretty.
He's Pablo pretty. Sandoval up to bat in the bottom of the second.
He's 22
years
old.
No, let's continue the trivia, though.
All right. This guy died in a mental institution.
He died in a mental.
How old was he?
How long was he?
He was about. He was 6'1".
Sonny Liston.
No. Sonny Liston, nope.
Your mom?
Wait a minute. My mom beat. Whoa.
First out, by the way. Soriano actually caught the ball. Okay, everyone cheer. Alfonso Soriano caught the baseball.
Soriano! All right, I'll give you another hint. This guy knocked out the Cinderella Man.
Knocked out the Cinderella Man. All right, so that's a clue right there. That gives you a time reference as to when it is.
Wow, I was wrong.
He was a champion.
I was wrong what I was thinking.
Longest reigning heavyweight champion of all time.
Carl Weathers is right. I think you're
right.
I think you are right.
Are you sure this guy was the longest reigning?
Now that you say...
The Master of Disaster, the King of Sting.
What was his nickname? This
was his
writer.
Nickname? The Brown Bomber. Yeah, who said Joe Louis?
Who said Joe Louis?
Yeah. That's right, Joe Louis.
Joe Louis, get on up here. Tim Grimes does it again.
Tim Grimes. Okay, what does Tim Grimes win?
Tim Grimes, you win a copy of an audio exploration of I Ching.
I did not realize Joe Louis was the longest reigning because he reigned during World War
years.
II,
yep.
Where no one was fighting.
11 years.
He got that spot. But he did fight everyone.
He had
the bum of the month.
Primo
club.
Carnera?
The Italian strongman, Primo Carnera, couldn't fight. He couldn't probably beat up half the people in this bar, but boy, he sure was strong.
Yeah. All right, back to baseball.
That was a double.
We got a double from San Francisco Giants shortstop, former Chicago White Sox shortstop, Juan Uribe. Hit a double to deep right center.
You know what? If you said it in English, you'd sound creepy.
Travis Ishikawa.
Uribe.
Travis Ishikawa, the lefty up to bat right now.
There we go.
And that's another foul ball.
Foul tip.
That's
the name of the porno you're in, right?
Foul tip.
Not that straight.
Hey, listen, I'm circumcised. My tip is just fine. Oh, man. It's the bottom of the second inning. It's about time we made a smegma joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Never too late or too early.
Never too late.
Oh, you smegma, son.
Oh, we got. Oh.
Oh, and he said that was a strike. He said he went around. It was a 1-2.
The replay.
I heard.
And he did. Oh, no, that's a different replay there.
I heard old timey baseball pitcher Christy Mathewson actually had a. Had a crazy smegma fork ball. That ball would dance all over the place. He had to do some rather clandestine work to get his hand down his pants through his wool trousers.
Oh, and here goes
that's
runner.
A wild pitch by
runner
Ryan Dempster.
Oh, skinny Louis C.K. done fucked up.
San Fran's got runners on third.
San Fran's starting to get a little bit of momentum.
They have
here.
Runners
they
on third or just
runners.
A runner?
There's two runners
on third. There's a guy standing next
it's
to him,
no
but he's just
baseball.
He's just a base coach.
Maximum amount of runners on bases now is two.
On
oh,
one
wouldn't
base,
that be fun?
Two.
Wouldn't that be fun, you guys? You guys, can you imagine it?
Two balls, two strikes, one out, bottom of the second. Cubs four, Giants one, man on third.
Old Smegma Forkball Mathewson, Smegma. They called him.
Smegma is a good word.
It is. It's a great word for something that is just about as unpleasant as it could be. You know?
Now, Smegma.
Smegma, I want Smegma to be like
say
the name
Smegma
of
Smegma is completely hygienic.
You know who's one of these. You know, he's a great.
There's a base hit for the Giants.
And that's going to score one. We got 4-2.
Bring
four
another run. It is 4-2 Cubbies.
There we go.
We might see a little work from left-handed reliever Buster Smegma tonight. His name is Buster Smegma.
Buster Smegma?
I think Smegma should be like the
that
name
sounds
of
like the worst silent porn actor I've ever heard.
Buster Smegma.
I was gonna say absolutely star of the vaudeville stage in the silent illicit film. Bunt down, he gone.
He gone. Two out.
Giants now playing some real baseball
runners
this inning.
Runners scoring position though.
They've been advancing. Lincecum
makes
up,
it
does the job of a pitcher, mm-hmm. lays the bunt down, moves the runner over to second.
Now, his name evokes semen, not smegma.
And yeah, that is correct.
Absolutely.
That is correct.
Okay.
Good observation on that.
We don't all have smegma, but we all have lincecum.
That's right.
As fellas. Well, God bless us. God willing, right?
God willing.
In our advancing years. They're saying, speak for yourself, Briggsy, in the booth. We are having a good time.
So Dempster is going to try and get out of this situation here with the man on second, two outs.
Here's the pitch.
Ooh. Oh, and he went around. Dempster
he did go around.
Him. Yeah, he did.
All right.
Dempster fooling him with
Andres Torres.
Andres Torres. Sounds like a fighter.
He does.
Yo. Say what? Claudio Tamale. Tamales muy delicioso.
Tamales muy delicioso. Si le encantan los tamales de Claudio, por favor, habla con ese señor ahí mismo.
Es el béisbol y tamales.
Tamales de bistec, tamales de pollo, tamales de lo que da la gana.
I believe Claudio should give us some free tamales for that. Ladies and gentlemen, listening at home, Claudio... the
famous,
mobile tamale guy.
The real tamale guy,
except no
man.
Substitutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some cheese and poblano peppers for myself and my cohorts here in the booth.
I'd rather have him as a vendor in the stadium than anybody else.
Yeah, I would totally buy from Claudio.
Right.
So anyway, back to the action.
Back
now.
To the action here.
Dempster
is ahead in the count. It's 0-2, two outs. Two strikes, man on second. The pitch from Dempster.
That's a little low. Going to be 1-2.
Tried
low.
To fool him with something in the dirt. Try to get him with something in the dirt.
Palpable excitement when Claudio walked into the room. A lot of hungry folks here tonight.
You can cut the energy folks. With a knife, as my man Mean Gene Okerlund would say.
Ooh, I tell you what, Mean Gene.
Well, you know what, Mean Gene?
Well, I'm
when
gonna
you're
tell
in
you.
This kind of arena.
We're here with Mean Gene. What are you going to do?
I loved Mean Gene.
I loved Mean Gene.
He was a great straight man.
He was great.
Let's just get the baldest, weirdest, little nondescript guy.
Could
and just put him around these fucking steroid-addled apes,
and just handled it.
Yeah, he did it. Because he was just sort of at a six, and everybody else was at a 12. Oh, Claudio!
Claudio!
Oh, vamos a una compra, Claudio! Una compra, por favor!
We're gonna have an exclusive interview with Claudio. No! I want to buy some tamales. He's not gonna buy tamales. We want to purchase
Claudio,
tamales.
Get him,
nah, man. He's like, I speak English. I know what the fuck y'all are saying. Fuck you.
Well, that's too bad.
Strikes,
I was actually hungry.
Two outs.
That's the first time I've ever seen Claudio turn down a customer.
That's a no me gusta from Chad Briggs on Claudio.
I really feel like we have established a rapport
for Chad,
throughout the years.
We're pretty overwhelming. We probably just overwhelmed him. There's another foul ball off into... left field there.
And a catcher goes up and
he
tells the...
Oh, Claudio's back, ladies and gentlemen. Cheese, please. Queso, por favor.
What's with the accent?
I wanted to get that
cheese,
for our...
Please.
Our Spanish... Oh, the English
cheese,
accent.
Please.
I don't know.
You
don't just get baseball commentary. You get tamale orders on this station, people.
Tamale.
That's how we do.
You get grown men ordering food
we do.
In the middle of a broadcast.
Gracias. We're doing a little chistoso tonight.
Chistosos. Si.
Yeah, why not?
Gracias, Claudio.
Can you please make a chistosos tamale?
And there's the... Oh!
I'd buy that.
Thank you.
And ladies...
Honey tamales. Get some
round of applause for Claudio
head,
one more time. How about them?
There we go.
Friends, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, runners
it
on
is,
the corner.
Runners on the corners.
It's getting a little hokey here for the Chicago Cubs. They're having a bit of a situation right now.
Hokey. Yeah.
Hokey. It's getting a little hinky for all you fugitive fans out there.
You got to respect the guy with a gold chain and running.
We got
I always miss Ricky Henderson doing that.
Ricky Henderson, oh yeah.
Ricky Henderson, so fast Ricky Henderson can wear a gold chain. Ricky Henderson can wear a gold chain for Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, he does.
Ricky Henderson got to do what's right for Ricky Henderson.
That's, yeah, he does.
Friends, I'm going to tell you something about the economy. Prices have gone up across the board. I've lived here for 7 years. It costs, of course, $87 to park for 2 minutes pretty much anywhere in the city.
That's true.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
That's true.
But I'm going to tell you two things that the price has not gone up on the entire time I've been in Chicago.
What's that?
An eighth of an ounce of weed is still $60.
You goddamn right it is. You goddamn right it is. Damn right.
And six delicious tamales from my man Claudio is still $5.
Booyah.
As you can tell, you know, economy.
And they still go together hand in hand like peanut butter and chocolate, do
That's
they
right.
not?
Hell
so you
yeah.
can kind of say that the Thank price you. Is lowered on tamales because of supply and demand.
Oh, Junior, you're dropping a little Keynesian economics
on us. I went to junior
college.
Boom.
Yeah,
boom.
Junior college.
Freakonomics.
What do they teach at junior
Tamale-nomics.
College?
Tamale-nomics.
Rods and beer.
Rods.
An old-timey gangster.
It is 4-2 Cubs still.
Old-timey
two outs,
boxing trivia. 0-1
yeah, count.
Letching
on
broads.
First and third.
101. Whiskey.
Whiskey. Walking.
Rocky references.
Facebook updates. I'm good at those.
You are. God bless you and your Facebook updates.
That's right. You can follow us all on Facebook, by the way. We're all on Facebook.
Oh, we sure are.
So please please follow us on there. Become our friends on there.
On account of we're so media savvy here at the Cubs Radio Network.
On the Cubs Facebook Radio Network.
On the Cubs Diet Pepsi. Menards Radio Network. Save big money with Claudio.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah, it is.
I don't mind eating a tamale. On
I don't see nothing wrong
with eating cheese and poblano tamales on the air.
That's right. That's right, son. Little R. Kelly for all you kids out there.
Yes, sir. What's going on in the baseball game, by the way?
One ball, two strikes, two outs, man on first and third. The pitch from Dempster, another foul.
Ricky, I am shocked at your shocking play-by-play ability. Well, you are hanging right in the pocket my man.
I really enjoy baseball commentary. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. But I'm a
fan of Steve Stone, Harry Carey. I don't do a good Harry Carey impression.
Jimmy Pearsall.
Jimmy Pearsall.
I think if you go
He's
to...
He's funny, that dude, man.
I think if you go to the Zanies in Vernon Hills at the right night, you can still see a guy do a really good Harry Carey.
All right. Last dinger.
He just
and
does
the pitch.
Oh, and there it is.
And that might be... That's a foul ball.
It was close there. It was close there.
It was close. The Giant Stadium has that like that weird angle.
Staying
with,
Alive,
like,
best Stallone movie ever. Or was
Stallone
it?
Directed?
Staying Alive, best Stallone directed movie, yes.
Did he?
He directed that, yeah. And I think his brother did the music for
it, if I'm not mistaken.
Frank Stallone.
I heard all of that on an Adam Carolla podcast one day.
He's the nugget someone be dropping on y'all tonight, people.
No, Frank Stallone. Frank Stallone was bragging his dick off about how he got three songs on the Stayin' Alive soundtrack. The movie that his brother directed that nobody saw.
Oh, man. What was the other big dance movie that he had? What was the one with Jamie Lee Curtis that Travolta
Perfect?
Did? Perfect. It was like
Far From.
Yeah, but
look out now. Seriously, everyone, look out. This building is old.
Was that movie? That movie was like about jazzercise and photography. Some god awful '80s bullshit.
That sounds like a personals ad in the '80s. I'm into jazzercise,
I'm into jazzercise
and photography.
And photography.
Here's
oh,
pitch.
Oh, there it goes.
That ball is a fly ball to left field. Three outs.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tag myself out, right? Or do you
I'm going to tag myself out.
Okay, so Ricky and, I mean, Tia and Will want to take over?
Tia and Will want to come back. We're going to bring Tia Harris.
Oh, yeah, let's give some away. What are we going to give?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back later.
Thank you.
Oh, stop applauding. You're going to be so sick of us.
Oh, we got the book Gracie by George Burns. Love story. Who reads in here?
Should we ask a question?
They didn't leave one tamale.
Ask a question.
Okay. Who knows what Gracie's last name is?
What is the last name of Gracie?
Come on, guys. No.
George Burns is married to her. What's her?
George Burns's comedy partner was not Burns. That's a trick question. It's not Burns. Nobody knows. Nobody deserves this book. We need another prize.
Nobody likes to read. That's.
Okay.
Whose picture is on page 146?
How about an untitled CD?
It's,
I mean, not
Bobby
a, this is not a CD. This is a record. I'm sorry. 45. Who owns a 45 record player?
Who's over 50?
Whoever owns one can have this. Nobody does.
Does anybody have anything that they'd like to give us?
Hold on. Okay, here we go. How about this? Degree deodorant.
Who smells the worst here?
Stinks. In life, not their armpits, in life, in general. Okay, who is the guy who invented deodorant is the question. Would you say George Burns? Correct.
Ricky here. Carmona.
Here, I'm going to throw this and you catch it.
Oh, no.
All right. Ready?
Table three, pay attention.
Table three, you guys ready?
What's what's table three here?
Guys, nice! All right.
Give it up for
Right now on the game, they're doing the thirst inning fan cam. Hey, guys, it's the thirst inning. Get it? The thirst inning.
On the thirst fan cam, attractive underage girls is what they always do.
All right.
So there's a guy stepping up to the plate. Oh, the pitcher kind of looks like you, Junior. He's got long hair.
I don't know. I'm better. I got better hair, but I said he looked like, what did I say?
Kevin
never hit puberty.
Johnson.
Lance Johnson. That's not his name. What's
Kevin
his name?
Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson. I don't think so. He looks more like Mitch Williams to me.
Mitch Williams.
The person at the
Yeah, that's the point. That's what we're watching right now.
On the game right now, a little bit of static with one message in the bottom left corner.
In San Francisco, that's how cold it is. Oh yeah, that guy's young. He looks like Anthony Kiedis.
The guy batting looks like Bobby Get Down Brown, though.
Homeless man who likes to frequent.
How did the Giants get their
life?
Name?
Woo. Censor.
I've always wondered that. Giants? I know why, because they're giant pussies. I did it.
Hey, it's 2-2.
I created a zinger.
2-2. No outs, and he just fouled it. Tip foul. Did it hurt?
Yes.
You can see. He can see his breath. That's how cold it is in San Francisco right now.
California, not all warm. That's a fact for you geography guys.
The coldest I've ever been was at San Francisco Giants Stadium, actually, in May 2004.
Ridiculous. 2004.
There's a chopper.
And it's out. He's out
there
at
it
first.
Is.
That's it for him.
According to the first base coach, he is... a jerk off.
The first base coach did the ruling on that call, by the way.
Fist back and forth.
It was a moment in sports history. The first base coach was the person that called him out.
We've got an angry Cub.
What else is new, Will? And it's still 4-2. The Cubs haven't lost any points yet, or runs, as it's called in baseball. Wow, someone just tried to take out a guy in the dugout.
Yes.
Chicago Cubs got their name originally from
being a second-tier Chicago Bear.
So it's Micah Hoffpower. And he just grounds to first. It's an easy play, and that is two outs.
Two gone.
Is this going to be a 1-2-3 inning?
You are right, audience member.
A 1-2-3.
The Cubs were first.
I think.
Menards improvement.
So how did the Cubs get their
Aramis
name, Junior?
Aramis Ramirez. Aramis is pretty good. I'd say, what does slugging percentage exactly mean? I never understood slugging.
Slugging percentage is like when there's people
the
in
amount
scoring.
Of times you hit the ball?
It's I think when people are in scoring position.
Safe.
It's your batting average when people are in
Chapped
scoring
position. Chapter to first, Ramirez.
How do you know that? That's amazing.
Man, how do I
first.
Know this?
You're a genius.
I'm a baseball fan. So,
oh, yeah.
So, Junior, what were you saying? How did the Cubs get their name?
I'm Googling
From
it.
The Bears, right? Because they played in the same
Cubs,
stadium?
The Cubs were first, I think. I don't know.
I have no idea. Does anyone know here?
I think that's true.
We'll give you this happened.
They're having a meeting at the mound.
Okay.
They're having a meeting.
Have we said that the catcher looks like he's wearing a hockey mask?
Ooh. Yes, he does. Like a goalie.
Like
a
strike?
Baseball's changed a lot. You know when you watch like old 1980s and 1970s basketball and you're like, I didn't realize that the fashion changed so much? I know. I guess I'm the only one that looks at
I
the
agree. That was an ugly
so
swing.
Another foul. So now it's 2-2.
You know what's Fukudome. You know what's kind of racist? But Fukudome's number is number one, and I just picture him going, America, number one. it's racist and stupid.
That
and
is
stereotypical, but I had to say it.
He is number
for
one.
For the podcast.
And number so one. The pitcher is throwing to the first baseman just for fun.
Shits and giggles.
You know who else was number one? Henry Rowengardner in Rookie of the Year.
Rookie,
you know who else is number one? You.
So Yarmol won the World Series by throwing an underhand pitch.
And he struck out. That is the end of the inning.
And the Chicago Cubs 4 and the San Francisco Giants 2.
4-2. Guess where we're heading? The bottom of the third.
That's what that means. It's mid-third. By the way, it's freezing in San Francisco. Did we see what the weather's like there right now?
Mm-mm. 58 degrees.
Is that what they said?
Freezing in San Fran. Hot as fuck here.
It's not that cold.
I got to get whiskey in me.
Yeah, I need whiskey in me, too.
What kind of commercial are we watching right now?
This commercial is a Bud Light commercial.
Hey, they were bungee jumping.
A lot of bungees. I'm hoping the Empire Carpet commercial comes on.
And right now we're watching a commercial that's part human, part animation.
If I saw a cartoon dancing in the club, I would...
buy a car.
Yes, a Honda.
A Honda Civic, to be exact. Honda Civic. What about you, Junior? Were you convinced? Are you going to buy a Honda Civic now?
I have a Honda Civic from 2000. These are too new for me. I need something that can't plug an iPod in a thing.
Chicago Cubs baseball is brought to you by Walgreens. And Honda Civic and AT&T.
Rethink possible. By the way, the guy who won the deodorant tonight, if you're anything like me, you don't have to go home for 5 days.
I'm sweating my ass off up here for some reason. Why is it so hot up here?
Because you're in the hot seat.
I am in a hot seat. All right.
A commercial with a moving sofa.
There's AT&T,
worst reception, best phone.
Worst. Hey, did you guys hear anyone with an iPhone that's not an iPhone 4? Your service is fucked.
Yeah.
And your phone is slow. It's proven. It's on Apple.com.
It's true.
No joke.
I have fine. One 3G.
Huh? I have a 3G. Mine doesn't work at all, really.
I got 3GS. It's fine.
Yours
You're
is
just
okay.
saying that because you want to think that yours is better, but
mine
it's
is better.
Really not good.
You think you're better than me?
I am the
Aubrey
better
phone. Aubrey Huff steps up to the plate. Aubrey Huff at the top of the third inning. And that's a strike right
down
the middle.
Aubrey Huff, not a baseball name, but a character in the book Gracie by George Burns.
Correct. Everybody in this game is...
All right, somebody's got to switch with me.
Is that true?
What are you giving me this for? Is this
he was doing the play. He wants the play.
Are you giving me the first base coach instruction?
Where do you want me to talk? Like this? These are weird old-timey mics.
Am I doing all right?
I actually thought as I was sitting there that Junior sounded really muffled.
These are good mics.
Yeah, because you say something.
Something.
Muffled.
Hello.
All right.
And also,
did it.
There we go.
Fix the mic.
Also, spitting out sunflower seeds, not disgusting.
Not in the world of baseball. Something happened. And so now there's one out.
Oh, my God. And the tamale man just stepped out into the field.
His name, Buster Posey.
Nobody's playing
Posey.
Baseball. It's too boring. They're buying tamales. And the both benches empty for the tamales.
There's bubbles.
Claudio
on the
comes in. He gets tackled. Tamales are strewn about. Ryan Dempster has blood coming out. Oh, that's just salsa.
You guys know who Chris Berman is? Sportscaster.
Swami.
He always does the weird names.
There's a base.
I always thought, I'm sure in the back of his mind, that Ryan Dempster to him is Ryan Cum Dempster.
Cum Dempster is the term.
Yeah, but it's Cum Dempster.
Why do I
him.
Know that right away?
why did I know that?
The proper term is Cum Bucket, I believe. Not Cum Cyndrical.
Depends on how much cum you have.
Yeah, normal
beautiful
amount.
Aerial shot of the stadium of right now. Beautiful
I've
aerial shot.
I've never had
shot.
Enough cum for a bucket.
There's got to be an abnormal amount of cum, and I feel sorry for that lady.
And he's going to throw a cum ball right now. And it's a strike.
He's greasing his ball with cum.
Here's a fact. We actually cum a tablespoon each time.
It is.
And it's a ball, guys.
Ball.
Ball cum.
Of course it is.
Pat Burrell back on the mound. Not the
Pat
mound.
Burrell or
he's
Burrell.
On the mound, guys.
I'm always on the mound.
he's batting from the pitcher's mound.
And there's a cute little baby.
Who's totally bored.
That baby doesn't know what San Francisco is.
The dad, the Asian dad just just kissed his blonde daughter. But yeah. I bet better was killed. Yeah, he just killed his blonde
All right,
daughter.
Pal, I get it. You're a great stepdad.
That guy came
actually,
from Japan.
The wife there was Native American.
Oh, wait a minute. She took the kid away from the Asian. The mom.
Turns out that guy's not even related that to that girl.
The real parents just pulled their kid back.
They captured the pedophilia family. On baseball tonight. That's to catch a predator.
With Joe Morgan.
With Joe Morgan. Exactly.
The baby girl looked like the girl on like Schindler's List hiding from a... Was she hiding from Schindler? I don't know.
It went down and out.
There we go. 1-2-3 inning for the Cubs.
That's all my sexual experiences go. Out.
Yep. Still 4-2 at the end of the third inning. Give away this book? Does anybody know Gracie's last name?
Anybody.
Everybody wants that middle finger thing, but we got to give that at the end.
The middle
That's
finger?
That's right. It's middle finger. You win. Yes.
Come on, Ricky.
Come on. I know this, and I don't even...
It's Bertrand.
Is it Grace Jones? No.
Yes, it is.
Gracie Jones.
You won.
I'll give you a hint. Iverson.
Allen. No. Oh, wait.
Gracie Allen, right?
Oh.
Yeah, it's Gracie Allen. Did you say Allen?
No, that was somebody out there.
I heard it from here.
Who
it
said
was the
Alan?
Girl with the purse who's at the bar, I'm pretty sure.
You win this.
Nobody wants it. You know why? I'll tell you why. It looks like one of those trashy romance novels.
It's not. It's about a love for a wife.
Look at this.
It's a trashy romance novel for 102-year-olds.
You know, George Burns lived to be 100 years old, and that was because... He got some mad pussy. I'm sorry. Here. Walking people out on the pussy joke.
Bye.
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 Her name starts with an A. Nice.
Buy a Hyundai.
At myhyundaichicago.com. Mm-hmm. Copyright 2010 Chicago Cubs.
Not
Major
this
League
podcast.
Baseball cannot be written, comprised, or made of Chicago Cubs unless the express written consented adult.
And 5 seconds of Cubs and MLB logos. 10 seconds now. And then Herbie the Love Bug.
It's Cars, guys.
With eyes.
Come on down to the stadium this Friday night for Cars Night, brought to you by Disney.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.